Welcome to Make a Baby with Hashimoto's, where we will chat all things Hashimoto's and baby making. I'm Chelsea, registered dietitian and spiritual healer. I'm also a Hashimoto's warrior and mom of one.
And I'm Morgan. I'm a registered nurse, fellow Hashimoto's warrior, and a new mom of one as well. And we're so excited to help guide you through this amazing journey. Let's make a baby.
Right. Welcome back to another episode of Make a Baby with Hashimoto's. Chelsea and I are here today and we're kind of diving into like nutrition side of things, which I feel like is your like bread and butter because you are a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm excited to hear you talk about it, us discuss it. But we're kind of just going to start off with one of like our big basics, and that's protein. Like why we think you should have protein in your diet while you're even before trying to conceive, while you're in any stage of your life, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The importance of protein is something that I think is hammered into our head if you're in diet culture at all. But I want to explain why trying to conceive, why it's important to have while you're trying to conceive, because protein is just an important thing that helps you build up your cells, your skin, your organs, your hormones. It just plays a huge role in literally the building blocks of your body.
The building blocks of everything, honestly.
It's such a foundational, simple thing that we tend to kind of like ignore. And I don't know if you guys remember, but like way back when, there was this thing called the food pyramid. And it was just, they don't use it anymore for good reason. And I think we all can remember that, like, it wasn't necessarily the levels of importance. It was just kind of like food groups combined. And like, I think they were trying to put it in level of importance, but it just wasn't working. And I think that personally, out of all the macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbs, proteins, they're all very important. And we're going to do a separate episode on each individual one, especially while trying to conceive, but proteins are like the foundational things. So I truly believe that like what our plate should look like is about a little less than half should be protein. Mm-hmm. Then vegetables should be the other half. Then your fat and carb should fill up that smaller space.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with any of the macronutrients. Like all foods fit here. We need every single macro and micronutrient for our thyroid to function properly. Absolutely. I think that's something we forget, is that literally all of the vitamins and nutrients on top of the macronutrients, our thyroid, literally in order for it to do the conversion to produce an active thyroid hormone and to send the message to our brain like, hey, I need more, and then your brain to send the hormone for your thyroid to make more, it literally takes the vitamins and nutrients that are found in most of your protein products. So that's why it's so important. And there are these things in proteins called amino acids, which is what a protein is made out of. Now, there are 9 essential ones that make a complete protein, but there are like tons of different types of amino acids. And you will see tons of them, but there are 9 essential ones. And I mean, I can name them. I have them listed, but I don't know. This is like me geeking out on it. And I could totally butcher it. I haven't spoken them into the universe since school. And that's been a really long time. On my test, like scribbling them in.
Writing
them out. Histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, and valine. I can't remember.
I call it valine because we use some of these and some of the like IV products that we give. We have BCAAs in some of our IV products, and we use a lot of them. And like when people are doing like pre-surgical or post-surgical things to kind of help you recover from your surgery. Because obviously, like we said, the amino acids, the proteins are the building blocks. So, you know, in any situation, they're great, but that's a lot of times what we use them for at my work. But yeah, it's just, they're the building blocks, they're chains. It's going to help you recover from any type of like exercise you're doing. Like we talked about your thyroid, obviously it's using a lot of those vitamins and nutrients in them. And I think like proteins, for me, I always think of B vitamins. That's what is in a lot of them. And for some reason that just like flashed back to when I was just barely pregnant and I was like dealing with morning sickness and they were like, take B, it was a B6, I think is what they want you to take to help with it. Take B6 to help with the morning sickness. But because a lot of those B vitamins are in those proteins, like there's niacin, there's riboflavin, there's B6, there's B12. You've got choline, copper, iron, phosphorus, selenium. There's vitamin D, E, there's zinc. Like there's so, it's just packed full of so many good things that you need, especially like before trying to conceive. I know like some of those things I just named off really impact like egg quality. So having protein in your diet is going to help you with your quality of your eggs. Like when you're ovulating, obviously we want the best quality of mm-hmm. our eggs while we're trying to conceive. So having these in your diet, in your routine, are really just going to set you up for success when you're trying to conceive, or even, you know, if you're not trying to conceive. I just feel like in everyday life, protein in general, I know like when I started incorporating more protein, I was like, I did notice a difference. Yeah. And I remember you were the one who was really pushing me. You were like, you need more protein in your diet. Like you're not eating enough protein. And like, until I sat back and looked at it and like we went over it together, I was like, okay, she's right. And then, you know, I didn't go from like having, I can't even put a number to it. It didn't go from like 0 to 100 overnight. It was a gradual thing of adding more protein into my diet. Cause it is, I mean, it takes a little bit more prepping. It's, you have to be aware of it. And I feel like for me, it was trying to incorporate more into like my first meal of the day, which would be breakfast. Mm-hmm. Cause I think that's where it was lacking. And I noticed like such a huge difference in my energy levels when I did start to incorporate more protein specifically into my first meal of the day. Mm-hmm. Like I just didn't have muscle fatigue as bad after working out. I felt like my muscle mass was like better. It just seemed like it didn't like fade away. it's weird. I felt full throughout my day. Like it just was wild to me. I did not realize how important protein was and like the effects that I was going to feel when I started to incorporate, I would say like what I should have been doing all along, the amount of protein I should have been doing all along.
Yeah. And I think that like, there's a reason why gym bros are all like protein, 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 right? Like building your muscle and preventing muscle wasting, helping you nourish yourself, helping you keep fuller longer. Like there's lots of benefits to protein. And luckily there's so many different kinds of protein and they all have different vitamins and nutrients in them. And that's why I'm always like, let's have a well-rounded diet here. And I think that, and what I mean by diet is like, the
protein, carb, fat, like everything. Right. We're getting in our diet. Yeah.
Yes. Like literally what diet was supposed to mean, not the diet industry's diet definition. Yeah. But I think it's just, I think, you know, you don't need to go crazy while you're trying to conceive, but I do think upping your protein or making sure that you're hitting the amount that you're supposed to be hitting, at least at bare minimum, would be really helpful. Now, I do think, like I said, the plate method, how you're plating your meals is going to be really helpful. I personally, mentally, what helped me is basing my meal around a protein. So like, okay, chicken is the star of the show. What meal can I make out of chicken? Or, oh, steak is the star of the show tonight. Okay, what sides can I make? That helped without weighing, without measuring. Like I was able to make sure that I was getting enough variety, but also enough protein in per day. I'm a huge fan of having a protein packed breakfast because like Morgan was saying, it keeps you fuller longer. It just helps you get the vitamins in fast. And honestly, I'm lazy. Like I just want all my fruits and vegetables and all my protein in as soon as possible. So I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Like I'd rather just like, boom, done. And I think that one thing you mentioned before was BCAAs, and that stands for branched chained amino acids, which is, I think it's 3 or 4 of the essential amino acids. They just have a different, it's four.
It's leucine, valine, and sometimes we have the methylthionine in it. But
okay.
Those are what we use.
Yeah. So if you are in a gym atmosphere, you may see people taking branched chain amino acids. I would say that it's not necessarily necessary. Like, you don't have to have it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any harm in having it, but again, supplements. I'm a huge fan of eating your macro and micronutrients, and then supplements are meant to supplement, not replace.
Right.
So if you feel that you need a little boost, a little extra, you're working out really hard, where you would technically like lose more protein in that sense, you just need an extra boost to help build more muscle, then maybe adding a supplement in might be helpful. But do your own research, be really selective with the brands you're using and what's in them. But specifically while trying to conceive, I think that it's just, we get to a point where the B vitamins, the zinc, the vitamin D, vitamin A is in eggs, right? Like, there's tons of great things that are in your prenatal vitamins. So like eating them plus a prenatal, like, boom, you're like home run.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just always helpful to know that protein is the building block of majority of your body. Like, literally what it's made of. There's water, and then there's protein, and then, right? Like, we kind of move through it. So my main thing I want to say is collagen has become extremely popular. Yeah. I love collagen. I use it every single day. But one thing I do want to note so that we are all on the same page is that collagen is technically not considered a whole protein. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see on the nutrition label, this is not a whole protein. And the reason it's not considered a whole protein is because it doesn't have all 9 of the essential amino acids. It has a lot of them, but it does not have all of them, which is very interesting. So technically, you wouldn't count that, like, technically speaking, right? Like, it shouldn't necessarily count, but I personally am like, any protein is good at this point. Give me all the good stuff, because collagen has a ton of benefits in and of itself. I think while we're trying to conceive, collagen could be a great addition, especially marine collagen. That tends to be a little bit more pricey. So any collagen is totally cool. Super easy to add in. A little boost of protein, I would say you're still getting some, but it's probably not as high on the totem pole as
like a full meal with an actual meat protein. Yeah.
Correct. I feel like there's a word that generalizes all meat, and I know.
I feel like I'm missing
think of it. It's not poultry. It's not, I guess, animal-based protein.
Animal-based protein.
And I don't know, I feel like I just wanted to put that PSA out there that we love collagen here. I literally just finished like my collagen protein shake personally for breakfast, as part of my breakfast. It was not my whole breakfast. Don't worry. I had cottage cheese this morning. So
love cheese.
Not my only breakfast. But yeah, so there is a reason though why we keep talking about animal-based protein.
Yes.
Based on a lot of the research that I personally have done, and I know Morgan, you and I have talked extensively about this. I can only speak for myself, not Morgan. Not gonna put words in your mouth, but I don't think my Apple Watch is literally about to talk. I don't think that it was like listening,
like,
and recording it. Yeah,
combo, yeah.
I personally don't think that a plant-based diet is going to be as beneficial for healing your Hashimoto's or helping you with trying to conceive. And like, I just don't think it's going to be as beneficial. The reason being is majority of the studies and the science we have out there, but also real life proof, like majority of the women I've worked with have been or have not been plant-based, have seen tremendous decrease in antibodies, helping them with their TSH, their energy levels, their symptoms, yeah, when they start adding more good quality animal protein in. Yeah. So I just want to put that out there. I think there's a space for plant-based protein. Okay. Like, you can totally have it, but it shouldn't be the main source of protein in your diet.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think just from, I've done research, I've also had personal experience with increasing my protein and seeing like the benefits that I reaped from it, and knowing that it helped me in my Hashimoto's journey alone, having more protein in my diet. Mm-hmm. But I do also love a lot of the plant proteins too. Like, I love adding hemp seeds to smoothies, on my yogurt, on whatever, salads. I love doing like legumes and beans as well. Like, but those are always in addition to whatever animal protein I'm having. Mm-hmm. So it's just like an added benefit. But, you know, there are plant proteins out there that you can add to your animal based protein, that can increase the amount of protein that you're having in that meal.
Yeah.
So I think that's important to note too.
For sure. I always get questions in my DMs, like, why don't you ever post any vegan recipes? And I just don't think it is the best thing for thyroid health. We are missing a lot of the nutrients and vitamins that animal-based protein
loves.
Has that your thyroid is literally going to thrive off of. So that's my stance on it. Again, you do you. We're not judging you. We just want to provide you with the facts and according to the science and all of the hundreds of studies I have looked at in the last 7 years of looking at this, that is the conclusion that I would be happy to sing from the mountaintops.
How do we get in protein, and how much should we get in? I think is maybe the next questions we're going to address, but first we're going to talk about how to get it in, how to get protein in, or how much should we get in?
Yeah. So get it in as much as possible. Yes. My main thing in life is keep it simple. What realistically are you going to be able to do that fits into your life? Is that having a hard boiled egg in the morning with a protein shake? Is that, just cooking a bunch of chicken thighs for the week and snacking on those? Is that right? Like, let's keep it so simple. You don't have to be that, like, make this creative mixed protein pie thing. I think that protein is meant to be simple usually anyway. If you ask my grandma, she would, like, if God forbid I put seasoning on anything, like, it has enough flavor, you know, like, just keep it plain, keep it simple. But it's very easy, guys. Poultry, fish, beef, steak,
pork.
I forgot about pork. And whatever else floats your boat in between. I think quality matters, but I don't think it's super important. So yeah, if you and your family can afford the grass-fed finished product, cool. But if you can't, anything is better than nothing. It really doesn't matter. There are times where, like, I have done ButcherBox. I have ordered from small local farms in the past.
Yep.
And that's great when I felt that was a priority. And now I mix, right? Like, I have my ButcherBox thing. I do it every 2 to 3 months at this point. And then I just go to the grocery store and buy what's on sale on the manager special. You got to do what fits into your life. Anything is better than nothing, but just get it in. Every meal and snack should be protein, fats, and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least mainly protein if you are having a snack because you need to be fuller longer.
Yeah. That was something too, adding protein into my snacks that I was having throughout the day. Because that was something it was mostly carb based, I think, prior to having that epiphany, like, okay, I need to add more protein in. I need to add a protein with my carb to help like balance out my blood sugar, like the food pairing aspect of it. And that was something I love, like Chomp beef sticks. That was one of my favorites. It's really the only one I've ever really used is the Chomp beef stick. Maybe Epic. Is that one of the other brands I'm trying to think of? I've used them as well, but yeah, I'll do some type of like beef stick, beef jerky, something along those lines, or I'll do a cottage cheese because I love cottage cheese with whatever else it is that I'm using as a snack. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of like things you can do to add into your diet, whether it's for a meal, a snack. I know this is like just a tidbit, a tip that Chelsea gave me a long time ago, but she was like, if you want to make it really easy, she's like, prep all your meat like one day in advance. And then guess what? You've got a bunch of like ground beef ready to go. And you can one night make tacos from it, or you can do spaghetti, or you can do whatever it is. You can just, it's already ready to go. You just have to assemble it. And that was so super helpful just in our life when things are hectic and busy and we're working and we have kids and whatever it is, it just made it so much quicker to have the protein already done. It's really easy just to add it into whatever else you're cooking up. It just makes it easy and simple. It's there. It's ready to go. Another one of my favorite things, like having rotisserie chickens. I grab at least two usually when I go to Whole Foods, like at the beginning of the week, and I have them there. And that's like something I use as a snack too. Like if I'm having a snack, I'll like rip off some chicken and have it with whatever else I'm having. But it's already done. I don't have to fuss about like making it or worry about it being made, or is the meat thawed? You know, like that was my big thing, was like the prep. So making the prep easy made it much simpler to get it into my like routine in my diet.
Yeah. I call that compartment prep.
Yeah.
Cause I get bored very easily of the same meal over and over again. If you can't tell, I'm like all about quick, easy, simple. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I have my creative meals often, but day to day, I need something I could just grab and not think. And I also like variety. I get bored. So prepping my protein, I prep two proteins, like two or three vegetables, and then like a grain, a carb, something like that, typically. And then I have a ton of sauces, and it just keeps it. It's just easy. You mix and match. It's done. Boom. It's delicious. You know how you like it made. Super easy. You know, but when trying to conceive, I think that it's important to know that having enough protein helps with egg quality, helps with your ability to obviously just from a health standpoint, it's important. I think that it's just a building block of a healthy pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to be as healthy as possible, typically, if we're trying to conceive. So I just think, you know, having protein, chicken, turkey, pork, beef, even plant-based, like, is also important. Having the lentils, the beans, if you can tolerate soy, nuts, seeds, quinoa, eggs are also great. They all have different macro and micronutrients inside of them that we love. And we do know that like low protein intake can definitely affect conception, can definitely affect embryo development, can definitely affect your body's ability to carry a baby. So it is
in general, it's going to affect, and that alone has its trickling effect, domino effect on everything else in your body. So
I also believe, and I could be wrong, so please don't quote me on this, but when I was actively searching during our time of trying to conceive, you do need the specific protein. Like your body makes it or has it. Like you don't eat this kind of protein, but like you need the building blocks of protein. So the amino acids for your body to have for the egg to implant and like stick to your wall. So having enough protein is very important. Like that's the goal. That's what we want. We also want to make sure that we're ovulating. Protein plays a role in your ability to ovulate, your ability to produce the hormones you're supposed to produce. It's just overall an important part of trying to conceive. Now, the real question is, how much am I supposed to have? How do I even know I'm having enough? So there's different ways. Obviously, you can measure, you could do macros, you can work with a dietitian. I personally, from like my clinical work, so what we would say at like if I, you were in the hospital and I needed to calculate how much protein you're supposed to be getting per day, what I would do is I would take 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of your body weight. So to get from kilograms to pounds, you take your pounds, divide by 2.2. And that's like a basic understanding. Now, if you're working out consistently every single day, or at least 3 to 4 times a week, you need more. If you are like you need to make sure that you're having enough for your body. So I would say, on average, no less than 50 to 60 grams per day for the general population of women. But it can go more than that.
Absolutely.
Depending on how active you are and during your period, you should be having more, you know, knowing that whole journey.
Yeah, that whole journey, that whole your cycle. Yes. I always, I feel like, cause I went through a period where I was just very, it was like intuitive eating. I was just, I wasn't measuring anything. And then, for a little bit, I did measure my food just out of curiosity of how much I was getting. And like it serving like portion sizes always surprised me. I feel like I was eating sometimes way more than what a portion size was. So that's always interesting to me, cause it's, I don't know. I feel like I was always giving myself way more than what a portion of not just protein, but carbs or just the serving size in general. So, you know, if you're unsure of like how much you're getting, buy a food scale and like weigh it out if you want to, just out of curiosity. You also don't, if you're doing intuitive eating, you don't have to go that way. You can strictly, what is it they say, like your palm, is that like the size of like the amount of protein you can also base it off of? So that's kind of helpful too, just to kind of give you a general idea of how much you should be getting.
And this is why I like the plate method, because I don't know about you, but like sitting there and like I'm currently weighing my protein because of the surgery I had and like it gets to me. So I'm not doing it every day. I'm doing it probably once a week just to like double check where I'm at. But I feel like it weigh like for some people that works. So do it for other people. It doesn't work. So don't do it. This is where the plate method comes in. Visualize your plate. Also, I personally think that like protein should like you like make it the main star of the meal and base your meal off of that. It makes it a little bit more important and exciting. And you know, I think that's what's nice is in between meals you can also have protein packed snacks. So hard-boiled eggs, hummus, deli meat, nuts, seeds, cheese if you could tolerate dairy. There's some great easy ways to get protein in. I would say like the highest packed bang for your buck protein that is not like a piece of chicken, if you could tolerate dairy, would be cottage cheese. It's a really great protein. A hard boiled egg if you could tolerate egg, and the meat sticks if you want something meaty. And yeah, that's kind of like the three top ones I would suggest. And then obviously there's protein shakes, there's protein bars there, you know, there's lots of options, which is really great.
It's awesome. Yeah. Tons of ways you can get protein in. And I think that when you do increase your protein, you're going to see the benefits that you have with it. And I think it's only going to help you in your trying to conceive journey. So
yay, protein.
But if you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review or find us on our on social media at Make a Baby with Hashimoto's Pod. You know, if you have any questions about how to get more protein in or what kind of protein you should be consuming, you know, shoot us a DM or a message on there. We always love to hear from you guys.
Yay.
So we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.